All right, last night, Rooch, a 60-point victory to the Western Bulldogs. Tell us about that.
Well, it was a game in which we knew that Luke Beveridge was going in under enormous pressure, not just about the win-loss count that the Bulldogs had, but also their form, his questions on his tactics, whether his coaching message was getting through to the players. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal performance. They made St Kilda look more than second rate.
Yeah, I have to. I'm not saying it after the fact. I was all over the Doggies. They won nearly every metric possible, Rooch. Let me just rattle off some. 75 more disposals, 10 more inside 50s, 10% better disposal efficiency. Yeah. Even won the free kicks 21-8. They won the hitouts by 8 after Tim English had been fairly maligned throughout the week over a good opponent in Rowan Marshall. Contested possessions, they were plus 10. Uncontested, what about this? And they are the king of the uncontested footy, plus 65. Plus 65. Contested marks, plus 11. They won the tackles by 22. Yep. And the one that I always like that doesn't get talked about a lot, Rooch, tackles inside 50. It means you're working hard to keep the ball in your offensive area. They won that 16-9.
So they blitzed it early. They came out after halftime and kept the pressure on St Kilda. What was Ross to do with that?
Well, we'll get to Rossy in a moment. Let's hear from Luke Beveridge about his even spread of contributors.
So I've been impressed with St Kilda's tenacity and their work ethic and their willingness to compete and keep coming. And so even though we had a bit of a margin, you're never really comfortable. So when the Saints scored, just to be able to keep that buffer was important for us. And yeah, it's probably mainly just the spread. I mean, I know there were some players who were quite outstanding and will get the accolades, but there were a number who were sort of in between and playing important sort of counter-defensive roles that helped others. So it's encouraging.
Every man and his dog seem to be after Luke Beveridge. I think it's a little bit of hysteria at the moment, Rich. People go way too early. I understand where some people are coming from, but the players seem to have his back. Here's Aaron Norton.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think you enjoy any win. Obviously, there's no secret that neither are after him, Luke, but inside the four walls, nothing has changed. We're sticking to our process and, no doubt, a bit of pressure relief for him tonight to us to come out and perform the way we did.
Okay, so we shouldn't make calls in April. I do agree with Malcolm Blight. You wait till June to know where it's all going. But if you now had to choose, and we had this struggle at the start of the year, Western Bulldogs, St Kilda, to grab a spot in the eight, who are you grabbing onto now?
Oh, I'm not changing, Rich. I had St Kilda out of the eight and I had Western Bulldogs in the eight. I think Western Bulldogs will stay there. They're in seventh position at the moment. But we know it's an even comp and injuries can be a factor as well. Need
fixture
to jump into a break.
Fixture Rich. Didn't help St Kilda either.
No. We'll get to Ross. He talks about
that. That's an issue.
We'll
that
hear from
issue.
Ross Lyon after the break. This is Kimbo on the Rooch. We're here thanks to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying, sold by McGain again.
That's my line.
A few texts, Rooch, talking about you and buying petrol. When Roochie works out his budget, petrol and coffee are the last things on his list. Birdseed is number one. That's Ethel from Ethelton.
Ethel knows me well.
She knows you very well. It's a little scary, Rooch.
See you Sunday, Ethel.
Brady sent 3-1. Brady says, howdy, Kimbo and Rooch. It's time. It's time for my church, the Port Adelaide Football Club, to make a strong statement against Collingwood tomorrow at the MCG. We can't go year after year being the best, but getting beaten at the end by the best of the best. It's time for us to be the best of the best. Oh, that got a bit wordy. I'm with you. Not going to be an easy game tomorrow. It's going to be a cracker. Let's tidy up last night's game, Rooch. You mentioned Ross Lyon. Yeah, he was a little bit of concern going into that game.
So I'd like to think that's not us. And our trend, if I look at with the group for 27 games, well, 23, 24, 30 games. So, I mean, we haven't had one performance like that, to be honest. I think our worst might have been over in Adelaide or I think Gold Coast, and both of them we still sort of fought on. So, look, we're a little bit worried coming here. The demands of the game, and I don't want to use excuses, but I certainly come here, I was cautious, and I flagged, even in a pre-game interview, that it's our second four-day prep.
Yeah, it's a real issue. So they had gather round, then
on their way to Canberra to play GWS, which was an epic finish, and then a quick turnaround again the Western Bulldogs at Marvel. I mean, we take issue with how the South Australian clubs get treated by the fixture, but there are some other ones where you go, well, what was that all about?
Well, the Victorian clubs deserve a few, Rich. I don't quite have your empathy. I'm not saying it's right, but there's just, so many inconsistencies, and there's no question that the interstate clubs are disadvantaged.
Non-Victorian clubs, please, Kim. Don't talk like the Victorians, Kim. Don't get hooked onto that.
What then if I do that? They say don't talk like Rooch. I don't know which one's right now.
You don't want to speak Victorian?
All right, we believe in giving credit where credit's due, Rooch.
Yes.
I always say you're the best newsbreaker in the business. A little bit lazy now, but when you put your mind to
Thank you.
David King has given some credit to Luke Beveridge.
When you look at what Bevo's been able to do, this is why I think it was a really seriously good coaching performance to get Treloar to go in and replace the clearance role of Liberatore, who had 20-odd clearances the week before. You haven't got your prime key forward playing in the game and you still get that result. They kicked 19 goals. I mean, I don't know whether that's them or the Saints, but I think you have to give him a rap. You have to give the – I mean, he gets smashed every time he plays O'Donnell if he underperforms. He was good again last night. Waitman did what he did at the start of the game. Put the game to bed. In 30 minutes, the game was over. Mm. So I think you're entitled to give him some credit today.
Yep, and we are doing that. I think they'll make finals, Rooch. A long way to go, though.